Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
Now, the real estate market has been red hot for really the last year. And Jeff Wine, is it still hot? Good morning.
It seems to be, Paul. It is. I've noticed, you know, maybe a few more homes coming on the market in the last week or so.
Okay.
That may, and I know I showed one out in just inside Kimball Township last week, and the day after I showed it, I thought, gosh, why isn't this sold already? And then it was.
It took 2 days to sell that house?
Right. Yeah. It was kind of funny. So,
And
it was, what has been very, very desirable. Yeah. And maybe around 2,000 square feet, at least a brick front, full basement, two-car garage, maybe 15 to 20 years old, ranch, three bedrooms. So
that's what everybody's looking for, isn't
it? It seems to be.
Yeah.
Right. I know I have the sin of coveting. I've committed a few times wanting, you know, an all-brick 1,600 square foot house with a basement, two-car garage, and a steel roof that I never have to do anything
there
to
you
again.
Go.
So, but we're happy where we are. But if the market does remain very brisk, and sometimes people just don't have the time that they remember having the last time they were in the housing market to look, compare, to shop, mm-hmm. to consider, so on and so forth, and they're making. Having to make decisions maybe much faster than they had in the past. And it's pretty much a nationwide issue. So
it really is.
I talked to Bob Eastup, who his wife Helen used to work for us years ago, and they live in Arizona now, and I think he told me they have an 11-day supply of homes. You know, and that's 11 days. I mean, we have the stats I looked at last night and this morning. We have like a 1.8 months supply here, which still is very small considering what we typically, it might be 3 or 4 or 5 months.
What does that mean, month supply?
Right.
Because they don't sit on a store shelf.
Correct. Right. They don't have an expiration date.
Right.
Kind of at the current rate of home sales, basically sales divided by listings available. And if you've got 90 homes for sale and 30 sell a month, you would have a 3-month supply.
Right.
Now, when I do this math, any teacher I've ever had, ever, please turn off the radio. So, I don't need any fact checking.
This is real estate math. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of math, you brought in a bunch of squiggly lined graphs there.
Oh, sure.
Let's run through some of these numbers. This is interesting.
Sure. Pending sales, I think we're up 25%, in which closed sales would be then followed. I think they were just a little bit above that. The number of new listings was up 0.5%, and that's from this time from a year ago.
Okay.
So I think there have been approximately 2,532 new homes come on the market in St. Clair County since this time last year.
But that's really when all this started, was about a year ago, wasn't it? Well, the hot real estate market.
It seemed to me, the year before, 2019 was a good year.
Yeah.
And then 2020, we kind of, we thought at least from August on, July on of 2020, that it was, we were playing catch up.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of locked down from February or month.
Yeah.
I think we started to come alive again in April, but from mid-February, let's say, to end of April, early May of 2020, we pretty much had our head in the sand, and we couldn't really show houses, couldn't have open houses, virtual tours, and people just concerned. And then as things started to break and people have been in their homes for a while, it's like, oh my goodness, if we're going to have all 3 or 4 people working from home all the time, regardless of the size of the house, it's like, or the lot, we need some more space.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Paul, but I don't need to be 3 feet from you all day long.
Well, and that's it. I think people were finding their house works for them in the evenings and on the weekends, but if you're going to be there all day, it's not not right.
So, right. Well, yeah. I think you and I may have talked about it on your show of, when our daughter was home. You know, Debbie's working, I'm working, and our daughter Avery's working. And all three of us were more or less on the same floor, mm-hmm. and we're probably, 40 feet apart, different. But with the sound carries,
yeah.
you can't walk through a room. For fear of disturbing somebody else. Someone's working in the kitchen. Yeah. Someone's working in
Everybody's
the dining room.
Zoom call at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And things are banging around. Don't start the garbage disposal when I'm in a meeting, yeah. Jeff, you talk too loud.
All things we've all experienced in the last year.
Right.
What a weird year, yeah.
Right. One thing that the stat that really grabbed me mm-hmm. Was, so average, the percentage of a list of list price received. Mm-hmm. So you've got your house listed for $100,000 and it sells for $98,200. Sure. 98.2 is the percent of the ask price
right.
received. That's the average was 98.2. So, but what really jumped out at me is the median percent of listing price received was 100.
Okay.
So again, math teachers, stats teachers, right. turn off the radio. 50% of the homes are selling above 100% or uh-huh. of the asking price, and 50% are selling below.
Right.
Which to me, I've never seen that median percent of ask price at that number before.
Right.
Which for St. Clair County is, I thought, quite remarkable.
Right.
Days on market is are down to somewhere 42, which that might be a little bit longer than actually is happening.
Right.
And depending on how one's reporting that, some realtors may be reporting the sale pending as soon as the contract is agreed to. Others might wait until the inspection is over.
Right.
Others may wait until the appraisals.
Yeah.
There are rules to make that more consistent, but in actuality, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about closed sales and median prices. Anyway, so overall, things are seem to be going quite well. There's some new construction. There's a few new homes going up in Fort Gratiot Township, Range and Ravenswood. There are 200-plus homes being built, or lots developed, and I think there are 7 or 8 houses going up down there. Jim Raddatz has a couple new ones in northern St. Clair County that are nice, kind of like what I described before.
So all this means if you're going to buy or sell a house, you need to be prepared, right?
Correct. Yep.
And patient.
And patient. Especially, so being prepared is always, when we talked about it before, but if you're buying, meet with a loan officer, do what you need to do. If you have some credit issues to get corrected.
Right.
Work with on getting your credit score up, save for a down payment, get pre-qualified and preferably pre-approved. The pre-approval is just where they're going to check the credit a little bit more stringently, maybe do some employment verification, verify funds, those types of things, and get yourself prepared so when you do go out, especially if the mortgage, the more down the better. The kind of the matrix that many sellers look at is we would prefer cash. We'll accept a purchase agreement from someone getting a mortgage.
Yeah.
More down, the better. Conventional may be perceived as more desirable for a seller than a government-insured mm-hmm. loan, but not always. There are sellers out there that would that do appreciate and maybe will want to see someone get into a certain home that they feel is, mm-hmm. For instance, a veteran. They may want to help a vet. Though in the process really is not, people used to frown on FHA and VA loans from a seller's perspective, and I don't hear the horror stories that I would have 15 or 20 years ago.
Right.
So I wouldn't... I think if the price is if the price and terms are good, let's not get too mm-hmm. nervous about those.
Right.
So, And then also have a clear idea on where you want to go, what you're looking for.
Yeah.
There may be certain neighborhoods, because of either plat restrictions or condominium bylaws, where if you have a truck that's used for work, if you have boats, trailers, RVs, if you need to fence something, you make sure you know what the rules are mm-hmm. before you make that offer. It's kind of too late once you've got into a property to realize you can't park your the van that you deliver.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a Snap-on tool franchise, for instance, or a chip, that you're a chip distributor and you drive your truck home at night, that you can't park the work truck in the driveway.
Yeah, and there are some neighborhoods where that's an actual restriction. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fences are another thing. You know, not all neighborhoods, especially those developed from the mid-80s mm-hmm. on, may not allow a fence. There may be an architectural control committee yep. that wants to control things. And so know what you want, know where you want to be, and then also your budget in things.
Right.
They're all, you know, very important. So those are just a restrictions. Kind of. The other thing that we run into around here that people make some assumptions, and your listeners should know, you've had the opportunity to go to an ocean mm-hmm. sometime, and or lakes more locally, spend some time on the Great Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So from the how one might use the beach and mm-hmm. the waterfront at an ocean, a Great Lake, or an inland lake can all be different.
True.
And just don't make those assumptions.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're coming, from the East Coast to the Jersey Shore, and you're used to using the beach there, however you use it, it may not be the same in Michigan on the Great Lakes or certainly on an inland lake. Yeah. And the same might also be true for road ends that terminate at either a beach or a river.
Right.
Just because you live on the dry side of, let's say you lived at the between 24th Avenue and Gratiot on the north side of Craft, and there you get to the beach at the end of Craft Road, doesn't mean that you can put a dock down
there. True.
You know, that's not. Yeah.
By the way, the size of the beach may change from year to year.
It will change.
Yeah.
And there are boathouses, all those types, whether it be on a river or on the lake. Know the municipal restrictions. You may not always be able to put just because you see a boathouse on the St. Clair River doesn't mean you can put one on the Black River.
Yeah.
Maybe you can in Port Huron Township, but not in the city of Port Huron. My life often seems to be like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And these are the things that come up over and over again.
Well, look, it's a hot real estate market right now, and everybody's got stars in their eyes, and everybody wants to jump in with both feet. But you've got to have your ducks in a row. You've got to be
prepared. It's a big investment. It's a lot of money. Huge. And there's, most people are going to be there for, a fair amount of time. So make it as nice and enjoyable for you and your neighbors. Play nice in the sandbox.
There you go.
So on and so forth.
Exactly. And make sure that you have a realtor you can trust and you can have these conversations with.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. Somebody like Jeff Wine.
That would be great. Happy to talk to anybody about housing anytime. Just about anytime.
Just about anytime. That would be a good time. Yeah. Jeff, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thanks. You too, Paul.
All right.
Take care.
5 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.